Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, July 10th, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Emrys Graham. Emrys has been a faithful member of Mountain Brook Baptist for many years, and I can't wait for you to hear more about his life and faith at the end of the podcast. But first, he'll read God's Word for us. Thank you, Emrys, for joining us today.
Thank you, Mary, for inviting me today. I'm grateful to be here. Our first passage today comes from Exodus chapter 12, verses 29 through 42. Verse 29, at midnight, the Lord struck down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on his throne to the firstborn of the captive who was in a dungeon, and all the firstborn of livestock. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where someone was not dead. Then he summoned Moses and Aaron by night and said, "Up, go from among my people, both you and your people of Israel, and go to serve the Lord as you have said. Take your flocks and your herds, as you have said, and be gone and bless me also." The Egyptians were urgent with the people to send them out of the land in haste, for they said, "We all shall be dead." So people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading bowls were bound up in their cloaks and on their shoulders. The people of Israel had also done as Moses told them, and they had asked the Egyptians for silver and gold and for clothing. And the Lord had given the people a favor in the sight of the Egyptians so that they let them have what they had asked. Thus they plundered the Egyptians. And the people of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, and 600,000 men on foot, besides women and children. A mixed multitude also went up with them, and very much livestock, both flocks and herds. And they baked unleavened bread of the dough that they had brought out of Egypt, for it was not leavened because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not wait, nor had they prepared any provisions for themselves. The time that the people of Israel lived in Egypt was 430 years. At the end of 430 years, at that day, all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. It was a night of watching the Lord to bring them out of the land of Egypt. So the same night is a night of watching and keeping the Lord by all people of Israel throughout their generations. Our second reading is from Proverbs 30, verses 1 through 9. The words of Agur, the son of Jacob, the oracle. The man declares, "I am weary, O God. I am weary, O God, and worn out. Surely I am too stupid to be a man. I have not the understanding of a man. I have not learned wisdom, nor have knowledge of the Holy One, who has ascended into heaven and come down, gathered the wind in his fist, who has wrapped up the waters in a garment, who has established all the ends of the earth. What is his name and what is his son's name? Surely you know. Every word of God proves true, and he is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar. Two things I ask of you, deny them not to me. Before I die, remove far from me the falsehood of lying. Give me neither riches nor poverty. Lead me with food that is needful to me, lest I be full and deny you and say, 'Who is the Lord?' Or lest I be poor and steal and profane in the name of my God."
Thank you so much, Emrys, for joining the podcast and reading so beautifully for us. We want to know more about you. Where did you grow up?
I was born in Birmingham, and since the fifth grade, grew up, went to high school in Homewood.
Homewood High School.
No, there was no Homewood High School. It was Shades Valley High School.
And is that where you met your wife, Sharon, at high school?
Well, I was in high school at Shades Valley, and she was in high school at Mountain Brook. She's 2 years younger than I am.
And how did your paths cross?
We were introduced by a mutual friend, and we had one date, and then we did not have another date for about 4 or 5 months. And after that, we dated for 4 years and married. And this August, we will have been married 55 years.
Wonderful. And how many children do you have? And I want to know about those beautiful grandchildren as well.
I have two sons. We have two sons, Chandler and Emerus III, and they both live in Birmingham, and they have blessed us with 5 grandchildren. Our oldest grandchildren, our only grandson, Hayden, who is Emerus Hayden Graham IV, is graduated from high school this year and is going to go to the University of Alabama. His sister, Mary Alice, is a rising senior at Mountain Brook High School, and she is active as a Dorian on the dance team. And my son Chandler has 3 girls. Andy Kate is 12. Lucy is 10, and May is 8. They're real active in sports, and we support that and are glad to go anytime we can.
I was about to say, I see you often at the basketball court.
Oh, yeah, we spend a lot of time at the basketball court because they're on 2 teams sometimes.
You are the best supporter, and you even come over and support Eleanor as well. Well,
I don't want to forget my 2 wonderful daughter-in-laws who are remarkable mothers, wives, and in-laws.
Mr. Emerus, what is something that you like to do in your free time?
Well, I'm retired now, so I have a lot of free time, so sometimes I have to find something to do. But we try to stay in our grandkids' life as much as we can. And, of course, the ones that are in high school or going to college, we don't see much of them, but the younger ones, we try to be with them when we can. I also have a farm in northwest Alabama that my mother was raised on, and I go up there when I can, but not this time of year when it's so hot.
Speaking of retirement, where did you retire from, and how did you get into your profession, and what did you enjoy about it?
Well, I was in the commercial real estate business for 48 years, and I specialized in shopping centers. I leased them, I built them, I rebuilt them, and I sold them. And I met a lot of great people in the industry from all over the country. A friend of mine told me the company I went to work for was looking for someone to hire, and so I went and interviewed and got the job back in 1977, and I'm grateful for him. He's still a good friend of mine.
Would you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
I asked Sharon this morning if I was an introvert or extrovert. She says, you're introvert unless you're discussing business.
Oh, well, that's a good answer. So,
but I think I'm an extrovert because I like people and I like knowing about my people.
And at church, I noticed that you are very good at checking in on people and getting to know others.
That's right. I just, our fellowship in this church is such that you just, we are in fact a family.
Are you a big sports fan?
I follow SEC football and any sport my grandkids are playing.
What are the sports that your grandkids like to play besides basketball?
They play soccer. They run track. They have played softball. And I guess that's about all of it.
Maybe flag football.
Yes, they do flag. I'm sorry, I forgot. Don't let me leave out flag football. They play flag football too.
Let's talk about things of faith a little more. How did you come to faith in Christ, and what has your journey with him been like?
Well, I was fortunate enough to grow up in a Christian family and attended church since I was very young. And in addition to my immediate family, I had my mother is one of nine and my dad's one of five. And so I had all those aunts and uncles and cousins, and they were all people of faith too. So I had a lot, I've learned a lot by example from them. My journey through faith has been good as long as I realize who's running the show. And I did take a sabbatical during college, but once we had kids, we started going back.
Tell me a little bit about your grandma.
Well, my grandma was, I only had one, the others had gone by the time I was born. And I used to love to go to her house, and we had quite a relationship that I'm grateful for. But I can remember getting out of the car there, and she's sitting on the porch reading her Bible. But when you got to Ma's house, don't think you're just going to play with toys. She had you out in the yard working.
Oh, she put you to work?
Yes.
Okay, what all did you do when you
went to Ma's? Well, sprigging grass, hoeing the garden. I even painted her house when I was 15 years old. But I'm grateful to learn that. I say that the two things that I learned best from growing up with my family is A, Jesus Christ, and B, work.
How to work.
Yes.
So with us celebrating the 250th anniversary of our freedom as a country, does that bring any story or anything to mind?
Well, yes, it does kind of, because it makes me remember my 6 year being a member of the Army Reserve for 6 years. Went to drills for 5 years, and it was when the Vietnam War was going on. So as a reservist, fortunately, I was spared that.
What was your job?
I was a medic. I went to school to be a medic. And what my unit did is I was at the VA hospital downtown 40 Tuesday nights a year.
Thank you for your service of our country. How did you initially come to be at Mountain Brook Baptist?
It's kind of a mixed bag of reasons. Sharon and I had, we attended two Baptist churches, and we eventually moved out in Shelby County. And at that time, we tried a couple of churches out there that just didn't work for us. And so we moved back here up on Montevallo Road, and I could walk to church then. And I walked in the church one time, and Walter and Denise Andrews were there and said, come sit with us. So that started it. And then Alvin met with me, and we had a Sunday school class that met in a little bitty room downstairs. And we had five or six people, and then I continued to go to Bible study every Sunday. And then Jim Mobies took me to lunch one day and said, it's time for you to join the church.
And how long have you been a member at Mount Brook Baptist?
I wish I could tell you it's more than 20 years.
And you've been a deacon for much of that time.
Yes, that's right.
What has been one of your favorite things about the deacon ministry?
One is to understand how great a staff we have for the things that they do and the things we don't see every day. You know, you just don't come up here and open the door every Sunday. Mm-hmm. And just knowing what's going on and how our church is working.
You're very invested in your Sunday school class, and y'all have a very neat dynamic. Tell me about it.
Well, our class is, it's a forum. It is the... I forget. There's three names. Hold on. Dodson, Nelson, and Russell Forum.
Wiley. Isn't Wiley in there?
No. Wait a minute. It's Wiley, Nelson,
Russell
Forum. That's my age.
Anyway, it's not your age because I can't get it either. It's a forum, and there are lots of men that it's named after.
Right. And, since I've been going to that class, Rural Russell was the only one, and he was a mentor to us, and we still bring him up a lot in our discussions. But what I like about the class, and I think is attractive to all of us, is we're a forum. So it's not just someone teaching us like a sermon or something. We can comment, and we do comment.
Yes, and I'm taught in there, and it can be a little intimidating.
Yes, it can. and you know... Somebody may say, well, I just don't believe that. Or why should I believe that? And so we go, as Bob Baker says, sometimes down rabbit holes to answer these questions.
But you also support one another.
Oh, we
and
do.
You come back around to Orthodox faith as well.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But some, you know, sometimes when we're studying Scripture, it may say one thing and you say, well, how could that be? Well, there's always somewhere else in the Scripture that tells you why it could be that way.
You're involved with the Mountain Brook Baptist James D. Moby's Foundation. Tell us why this foundation was created and how it supports the ministries of Mountain Brook Baptist.
The foundation was created as the Mountain Brook Baptist Foundation many years ago. And when Dr. Jim Moby's left us, we added his name was added to it. Our job is to enhance and expand the mission of Mountain Brook Baptist Church and to provide members of our congregation the opportunity to be faithful stewards during life and or at death by giving a gift that will serve as a permanent witness of their faith.
And then what are some of the things that the foundation has supported?
We support many things, from things in this city or things in our church to the Philippine Baptist Seminary, and we support a refuge of hope in Africa that helps victims of these civil wars, and they found a safe place, and we try to help them become people that can support themselves. There are just many things.
Thank you for your work with the church and also with the foundation. As you read the passages, did anything stick out to you? Was there a word that caught your attention?
Well, what sticks out to me is really in the chapter in Exodus that God didn't give up. I think there were 10 plagues or different things before that the Pharaoh said, get them out of here. I can't take any more. So he never deserts us. Now, we desert him as the children of Israel did, but he never deserts us.
I have been encouraged by that same thought as well, even in Moses' life, that Moses, he was a flawed individual, and yet the Lord consistently was by his side, keeping his promises.
We're all flawed individuals. There's only one that walked this earth that was perfect.
Amen. Do you have a favorite hymn or Bible verse or both?
My favorite Bible verse is a gimme, John 3:16. And I have two favorite hymns. One is Victory in Jesus. The other is How Great Thou Art. Victory in Jesus is kind of, I call it a gospel song, and I really like gospel music, gospel quartet music I listen to a lot of times.
What are some of the gospel quartets that you like?
Well, the Florida Boys. Bill Gaither and his shows. I like Blackwood Brothers are another old one that I enjoy. The Inspirations, the Chuck Wagon Gang, there are just so many of them. And I grew up when I would go to my uncle's house on the farm Sunday morning, you could hear the gospel on the radio and smell the country ham.
Man.
As I said earlier, I was always surrounded by family, and through those people, learned a lot, and I realize every day now how important they were in my life. We just did a lot together, and I used to love to go to the farm with where my uncle lived and my aunt, and it's the farm I now own, and hunt quail and just run around, do anything. And when I'm up there now, I can look at a place on the farm and remember something I did with Uncle Murray.
Oh, and the country ham.
Yeah.
Did you have biscuits as well?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What has God been teaching you in this season of life?
Well, I think one thing for me is to learn patience. I continue to wrestle with things don't happen on my clock. They happen on the Lord's clock. Mm. And I know he's there. I just wish sometimes he was quicker. But that's a fallacy of me, not him.
Mr. Emrys, it has been such a blessing to talk with you today and to learn a little more about your faith. Would you end our time together with prayer?
Sure. Father, we thank you for this day and all the many opportunities you've given us. We thank you today for Mountain Brook Baptist Church and the opportunity it gives us to come together in Christian fellowship and study your word. We ask that you be with our church and our members in the coming weeks, in the coming years. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.